Hey loves, I'm Kendall.
And I'm Jess, and welcome to Talk Fiction to Me.
Ayo!
Ayo!
Cheers, darling.
Cheers.
We're here. Mm-hmm. It's happening. Mm-hmm.
It is happening. I didn't think it was going to happen tonight.
I know. But it is. I know. It's, Jess and I have had a little bit of drinks.
A little bit. I drank a whole bottle.
We've imbibed.
Of white wine by myself. And you drank like basically a whole bottle of liquor by yourself.
Well, I had three cocktails. So they were mostly liquor and not mixer, so yes.
Anyways, we're prefacing this by saying it may be chaotic, but you know what you're getting when you listen to us.
We're just saying good luck to you. Good luck.
I feel like this is the episode where it makes the most sense because I have maybe it will tame my no it won't tame my feelings. It'll probably make it even worse.
If there's any episode where we need to be inebriated a little,
because it makes me feel so bad.
I know.
This rating, I'm not happy about this book. So, I'm like not, like it's not like awful, but it's not what I wanted.
I feel like the best thing for us to do is just really just go
into it.
We're just going to dive in.
You know what? No, like this is who we are. We're always going to tell the truth.
Yeah.
Because it's why you listen to us.
Exactly. It's like drunk history, but drunk fiction. So.
Okay. So what are we talking about today, Kendall?
We are talking about A Soul of Ash and Blood by beloved Jennifer L. Armentrout.
When we love her. I mean, love for Blood and Ash. But as you can tell, we had some mixed feelings, especially myself, about this book.
Yeah.
Specifically.
Yeah. And I want to preface this by saying we love JLA.
Oh, Stan.
One of our favorite authors ever. We have staunchly defended her.
Yes.
In the face of a lot of controversy.
So much. So much.
That we did not agree with.
Yeah. And I still don't agree with, by the way.
Correct, correct.
Even after reading this book, I still don't agree with.
It's just, you know, every single one can't be a
winner.
Yeah, every single shot can't be a dunk. So it's fine.
It's going to be fine.
Everything's
fine. Everything is fine.
Yeah.
Yes. So we're talking about, obviously, the fifth book.
Yeah.
Sorry. Fifth book of From Blood and Ash series by JLA. And as you know, if you've listened to the rest of our podcast, which if you haven't, fuck you, go listen. Anyways, again, it's going to be a very different podcast episode.
Not fuck you.
Why not? If you have, okay, then my beloved, please go listen to our past episodes. Is that better?
Yes.
Oh my God. If you're here now, for love of God, I hope you listen to the other From Blood and Ash episodes. Anyways, if you're new, hi, love you. Anyway.
In case you'd like an introduction, Jess is the most aggressive of the two of us.
Facts. Anyways, this was not my favorite out of the series.
And that's okay.
And I have my explanation of why. Mm-hmm. But before we get into it, what is your star rating? / do we need to give a synopsis or no?
No.
Yeah.
I don't.
Just give your star rating and your.
Because my justification for that is that if you're here.
You should know
A,
better.
You've been listening to our podcast, or B, you have read all of the other books.
Yeah.
So my wine glass rating, and in case anyone is here who doesn't understand our rating system, we are going 10 wine glasses. 1 through 10, and our spice rating is 1 through 5 chili peppers. I feel like some people don't know that when they go into it. So, wine glass rating.
Mm-hmm. Please tell me.
Overall. How do you
feel? Tell the truth. Don't fucking lie.
Okay.
1, 2,
5,
3, 6. Oh. Okay, five. I go with five. I was
you're being nice for me.
I was being generous because I thought you, because you told me that you're like, oh, it's not that bad.
Okay, to be fair, I think I liked it more than you, and I still think that.
Okay, five. I gave it a 3 out of 5 on Goodreads because, you know, like, we don't have 10, and I was just being nice because I love JLA and I love the series, so I was like trying to be kind.
Yeah.
But, like, I do.
So, I feel like in actuality, it's probably just as a 5, Kendall is a 6.
Yeah. This doesn't go against the writing.
No.
At all.
No. Not the problem.
It goes against, I fucking hate, actually despise, when I have to read, like, if we're already super far into a series and I have to go back and read the same main character or mm-hmm. other point of view of mm-hmm. a character of a like the beginning of the book, I fucking hate that shit, you guys. Yeah. That's a fucking novella in my mind.
Yeah.
It's not a fucking fifth book in the series.
That's fair.
And that's my biggest qualm with this book.
Yeah.
And I still love, I love Castiel. I love fucking Karen. Okay. I love Karen.
Jess has a thing for Karen.
Sorry. You didn't know. I'm sorry. I should stop myself because it's a little embarrassing. But anyways, I love going back there, but like I would love to have it be a novella where it's not like the mm-hmm. full book because like she in her interview, and I love her to death, but she was like, I wanted to make sure like it still carried on the story. I'm like, Poppy was in the story not even 10% mm-hmm. of the fucking 500 pages that we read.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was basically a retelling from Hawk / Castiel's point of view of the first book. And I love that, but like that's not what I wanted to continue the series.
Yeah. So I feel like this is a hard question, but spice meter?
I mean, God, it was pretty spice. I mean, Karen gets down and dirty. So does Hawk.
I'm gonna say
Castiel. It's like a 3 out of 5, 3.5 out of 5.
Yeah, 3.5, I think.
Yeah.
I think 3.5 only because we've already heard a lot of this.
Yeah, so it's like a repeat, but if you're coming in like,
if you're coming in brand new, I hope you're not.
I hope you're not, because I'd be fucking weird if you were. Sorry.
Yeah. But I mean, if you're coming in, it's probably more of like a 4-ish. I don't know. I mean, it's more on the 3.5-4 than like a 2.5-3.
I mean, I'll wait till out of five spoilers about like Karen's situation.
Yeah,
that like explains more about like what happened in the last book. But yeah, it's definitely spice. I mean, when you're reading this book, it's definitely like 3+ mm-hmm. on the spice meter, in my opinion, like for all the books, because it's like it's definitely they're sexual characters.
Really, it's more toward 4 to me.
Like, yeah, they're sexual characters, and I love it.
They are. I mean, that's the thing about this book that I think
people took for granted.
We're gonna get into that. I don't want to like, but
yeah. Okay, do I feel like this was needed to carry on the series? Absolutely not. Do I feel like there could have been, like, instead of this book, this could have been a novella, and then the actual fifth book could mm-hmm. have been, like, the story carrying along? Yes.
100%.
That's my opinion.
I agree. Yeah.
I was not happy when I texted Kendall and I was reading this.
But we're going to get into it. We're going to talk about our feelings and thoughts and...
And to be fair... To be fair, I did not read the synopsis to this book because I just thought it was just a carry-on of, like, the mm-hmm. last book because we ended kind of on a cliffhanger. And I thought it was just carrying on with, what was
just
happening.
Just, like, continuing the story.
And, like, it semi was at the beginning, but then, like, it was a flashback, basically, of Castiel. And I didn't recognize that, and I recognize my own fault of not reading the synopsis. So, like, no haters come to hate, okay?
Yeah.
I realize that. But at the same time, I still stand by my stance of, like, this could have been a novella instead of the fucking fifth book of the series.
Yeah, and that's, like, my sister had texted, and she was like, I'm gonna reread The War of Two Queens before so I can remember what's going on before I read A Soul of Ash and Blood. And I was like, babes, I had already read at this point. And I'm like, babes, you don't need to do that. And she just didn't realize, and I think a lot of people went into this book without reading the synopsis, and I did. I knew,
because you always do.
I knew what we were getting into with this one, and so I was kind of a little bit more prepared, probably, for what was happening.
Oh, you were way more prepared than me. I was like, "What the fuck am I reading?"
Yeah.
Anyways,
so my thoughts are probably a little different than yours, and that's okay.
Well, that's ideal.
Yeah.
That's why we're conversing.
Exactly. All so right.
Let's get into it because I have lots to say.
Yes. So all that to say, it's a spoiler alert.
Yeah. If you're still here in this chaotic episode, continue listening. Cheers.
Cheers. So
I was very upset how little Poppy was involved in this.
Yeah.
I just want to say that off the bat of like, what the actual fuck?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, again,
at the beginning, I feel like if you go into this without really reading the synopsis, yes. So you go into this reading the beginning and you're like, oh, she's in here. Like, everything's normal. We're picking up. She's like, you know, they're going to rescue her father. Like, everything's chill.
Mm-hmm. And she just fucking falls asleep for the fucking whole book.
Yeah.
For the whole fucking book, Kendall.
The whole book. Yeah. And
what?
And then, like, I don't know. It's like there are very, very, very few things that happen in this book
that were new.
That matter.
That was new.
Yeah. Because
it was about, let's count, maybe 80 pages?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. Because it's like literally they go save her dad. She falls asleep and her sister comes in with Malik. Malik.
Malik. Oh, sorry. I always call him Malik, but Malik, it's Malik.
Malik or Malek. I can't.
But the there are Malek too many close names. The bad guy.
I know. The names are just too much for me in this series. They're so similar. Together. Yeah. Anywho. So her sister comes, who happens to be Castiel's brother's heartmate, which we already knew,
which is supposed to be super rare,
but she doesn't know, and he doesn't tell her, even though he's known for years, and that's why he stayed with the like queen.
I'm sorry, this bullshit. I'm so over this bullshit. I'm great for like a little bit of slow burn, but like fucking years. I'm over this shit.
Not years, like 100 years.
Exactly, like, my
a century.
Point. Exactly my point.
Right?
Isn't like, it? Also, like her, like being so naive. I'm sorry. I'm just like, this is why I love that fucking side note. If you guys haven't read Jay Bree. Her series, her new one, which I told you about, which is her witch series. Like, it's a fucking strong female character who knows she's destined for X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. And she's gonna, like, no matter how awful he is, she knows that she's destined for it. And she's going to, like, make it, you know, she's still strong, whatever. I don't know. I'm just tired of this bullshit. It's, like, why I love Fourth Wing so much.
Yes.
And why I love SJM characters mm-hmm. so much. Because, like, the female characters are just, like, they know. And Poppy also made a stance and, like, knew after the second book, you know? Like, I'm fucking tired of this shit. I'm tired. Anyways, I didn't have any sympathy for him. That's what I'm trying to say.
For the brother?
Yes. Like, grow some balls and tell her. God, well, I know you have trauma. She's a revenant.
So it's, like,
I know,
she's half dead. Kind of, right? There's still, like, a mystery about that.
I know, but, like, God, he still loves her and, like, wants to fuck 100%. Her and be with her forever. So, like, can we not?
But it's, like, I think that's the only part of the book that really gives you, like, a lot of sympathy is, like, the whole thing where, you know, Cass has been, he spent a century trying to rescue his brother. And they, again, these are things we already know.
Yes. Right? That's like, the only part that I enjoyed.
But it's like he spent all this time trying to rescue his brother from the same fate that he suffered for about half that time, for 50 years. Mm-hmm. And his brother willingly stayed there because his heartmate was there, who is a revenant, who is, like, in reality, halfway dead, like mm-hmm. not a real whole person, which I hope we learn more about that because otherwise it's going to be really confusing.
And really fucking sad.
Yeah, I don't, but... Anyway, the point is this book had a whole lot of nothing going on. And we have, again, staunchly defended JLA's writing and
the controversy.
Other creators who have said things such as she gets lost in the sauce, mm-hmm. quote unquote. And we have been like, no, she knows what she's doing. Just because authors decide later in the game to extend a series doesn't mean they're lost in it. It just means that the story changes, story develops. And I think that's fair. I still think that's fair.
I still stand by
that. The story changes. It's a work of art. Like, it doesn't always look the same once you're halfway through it as it did when you first started it. Yeah. And I think there's nothing wrong with that.
Agreed.
However, I think that you get to a point where if you're retelling the entire first book,
that's a fucking novella.
And that's okay. There's nothing inherently wrong with that, or that's a bonus at the end of the series. Mm-hmm. But it is not part of the main series. Story. Because everything that happened in this series... I think you're being generous in a way by saying it could be a novella, because I think it could have been a tiny little piece of the last book or a tiny little piece of this next book.
I agree. I agree. I'm trying to be generous.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with that statement.
You know?
Because I have been, like, we have been such stans of JLA, and mm-hmm. I still am. It's just like, this is just like, I just don't agree with the direction she went / the publishing direction mm-hmm. that they went here. Mm-hmm. I just don't get the point. Like, I want this series. I love this series so much, and that's why I've just defended it so much. Is like, I wanted it to continue. And like, the only point of this book that really continued the series, in my opinion, was maybe 80 pages.
Maybe
80 pages, which is like basically the first
and the last
point where, like, she, like, the core group of people, like, yeah, well, they get her father out. Mm-hmm. And then the very, very, very end, when Castile turns into a cat.
Yes.
Like, meerkat?
What do they call it? Shadow?
What do they call it? Yeah, like, some type of cat character. Like, creature.
What her dad was, basically.
Yes, exactly. Which I was like, when I told you, like, I was like, texted Kendall, and I was like, literally, that piece could have been the first couple of chapters of them finding her dad, and then, like, her going into a stasis for, like, a quick, maybe 2 or 3 chapters, mm-hmm. and then, like, him, and then that situation of the thing attacking. Trying to attack Poppy.
The Revenant.
Yes, yeah. Trying to attack Poppy. God, I can't talk. And then Castile changes. Could have been like literally the first 5 chapters.
Yeah. If even
like the next book. And then we get into the repercussions of that situation.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know. It just didn't make sense to me, you guys. Like, I don't understand why we had to read 500 pages of this.
Yeah. I want to be clear. It's not that I didn't enjoy reading Castile and Poppy's interactions from his point of view, because mm-hmm. I really did not hate that. It was enjoyable to read. It was nice to kind of see his thought process and like hear kind of his feelings during those first, you know, months or whatever of their knowing each other. I did not dislike that. I just think that that was not a conceptual part of this immediate story. I feel like it was valid. I feel like it was fun to read. I feel like it could have been a sidebar.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think that's okay. I don't think there's anything wrong with writing kind of a side story. I think that's totally fine. However, I just don't think that it made sense to make it a part of the continuous story that we were reading.
Agreed. I want to say something, but it's like super controversial. I don't know, maybe it is, maybe it's not. But it just felt like with the hype of this book, it's like, oh, she's just wants to make this a part of the series. So, like, she knows that she has the clout of the From Blood and Ash. So it's not like, because you don't know, novellas are like side kind of stories from the main character, other main character's point of view. It doesn't do as well, potentially, as like it being a part of the. It's just like, I felt like it was a publication, like POV. Maybe it was her POV too. And like, she seems very strong when, like, I watched the interview of like how she really felt like she didn't want to write a book where like it didn't carry on the story. Mm-hmm. But like, in my opinion, it didn't carry on the story.
Yeah.
It was 80, maybe, like we said, 80 pages of her carrying on the story.
There was a very small part of it that I feel like made a difference in the story as a whole. And that was, again, like you said, the them rescuing her dad, her going into stasis.
Yeah.
And then him, Castiel, realizing that he had powers that he didn't know about before, which was that he could turn into a giant cat. Much in the way that the wolves kind of, you know,
transform. I think it all makes sense of like why there's such this strong connection with Kieran and the
but also I think it does matter that power that allowed him to turn into a cave cat, what do they call
it? I can't remember, but some type of cat.
Yeah. That power that allowed him to make that transition came not only from him and his, you know, own history, but also from her being a primal god.
Yeah, and him doing
that. And him being bonded to her.
Yeah.
Let's, you know, talk about the positive things. Let's talk about the sexual tension.
Oh, yeah.
That is in this book, because we know JLA is so good. Such a queen at writing intense sexual tension. Okay.
Oh, queen of it. Yeah.
Love that. Love and it. Anyone who, listen, I'm going to say this and I'm going to mean it the same way that I meant it when we talked about the War of Two Queens. Anybody who thinks that the threesome between Poppy, Cass, and Kieran was not foreshadowed since book fucking one is delusional.
Actually delusional.
This shit was going to always happen.
Always.
And I will hear nothing else.
I agree.
And anyone who marks that as a fault of JLA's writing is I'm sorry, no.
We're not having a conversation with you.
I'm sorry, no.
Anyways. That's what I did like about this is, like, the interaction. I think it does give more of an insight of, like, Kieran and Castiel's relationship.
Before Poppy.
Because, like, it's not out of fucking nowhere. Like, Kieran was fucking that chick and Castiel was, like, just there. He's just watching. And he was, like, describing how Kieran was literally fucking this girl.
Super hard.
And how he was like into it. He was like,
I know how hard Kieran can fuck.
I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, I mean, oh, if I, like, this is my, like, actual fantasy. Mm-hmm. If I could ever be in a fantasy book, it would be with Kieran as my wolf mate. Mm-hmm. And, like, I had some type of, like, primal power. It would just be ideal.
Yeah.
It'd be ideal.
It's just so funny. Like, Kieran is her man in the way that, like, Reese is my man. It's just...
I fucking love them. That
Kieran is her dude. Oh, my God. So, anyway.
Anyways, but it goes back to the point of, like...
Their bond...
It describes their bond.
Their bond is very deep. And I think... I don't want people to confuse that, like, their bond is, like, inherently sexual from the beginning. I don't think that's the case. I think it's... And by they, I mean Kieran and Cass. I think their bond is just very, very, very close to the point where it's like, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, they can do, say, be anything in front of each other. And they understand and love each other so thoroughly that it just doesn't matter.
And I feel like a lot of people don't understand that still. No. Like, in our society. Mm-hmm. And what I loved about a conversation that we had was, like, in this series, Atlanteans and, like, this type of fantasy world, it's completely different. Like, we have to remind ourselves, this isn't like our world.
It's a fantasy and they're world very, on purpose.
They're very sexual people.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like people forget that, like, this isn't meant to be our world. This is supposed to be completely different. And then this world, people are sexual and they're just like, are
there's no
people
shame surrounding their sexuality, which I think is an important
theme of, like,
because in our reality, in it's a shame. Our world, there is shame surrounding that on some level, you know? And I think, you know, for Kieran and Cass, like, they grew up in a world where there was, again, no shame surrounding that.
Mm-hmm.
And they were very open about that. And it just wasn't weird, right?
It's not weird. And also, there still is a boundary.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like Kieran would go fucking Poppy off to the side without Castile there.
But also, Cass really respects how much Kieran cares about Poppy.
Yes.
And how he would do anything for her because she means everything to Cass.
Yeah.
And the bond between the three of them is, like, very valid and very important. And I just think that some, like, the people who are adamantly against this just don't really understand that. And that's, it's not that I don't understand their not understanding that. I do, because it's not the norm.
Yeah, but, like, don't, like, fucking say this shit about an author when it's, like, her creating her own world. Dick. And then second of all, people don't remember, and JLA made it very clear, and Poppy and Castile and Kieran had a very serious conversation of, like, if we do this, this means that if Kieran finds his heart mate or his mate that he's going to be with the rest of life, she has to be a they have to redo this whole thing, because otherwise she would die.
Right.
Because she wouldn't have the primal, like, longevity that Poppy is giving and lending, basically, through the bond, Kieran's through Castile and Kieran. So I'm like, again, this isn't, like, just, like, Kieran tagging along, or there's, like, this emotional, like, Poppy is playing these two males against each other. Like, it's not like that at all. And that's why I liked how she wrote it. And, like, that's the only bonus that I give to this book specifically, is how she does play on that relationship between Kieran and Hawk slash Castile.
Yeah.
Of, like, it gives you that foundation that this was before he even, like, met Poppy and even, like, was, like, a thing.
And, like, for an example, like, whenever Cass did shift into his new form that that was not something that he was aware of before, the cat, the cave cat, I'm probably butchering that, but I'm pretty sure that's what it what they called it.
Makes sense, but I don't remember.
But anyway, so when he did transform, like, he was so kind of beside himself, he didn't know himself, that he was, like, looking at Poppy and he just knew inherently that she was his, right? And he looked at Kieran and he was like, mine. And he looked at one of the other wolves and he was like, not mine. But Kieran could hear him because of the bond, the specific bond that they had. And he was like, he is yours, just not in the same way. Like, and I think a lot of people want to invalidate the relationship between Kieran and Cass. And I think it's important to understand that, like, that bond, that relationship, whatever it was, however it looked before Poppy, is important and valid. And it's, like, really messed up for people to say that it is not an important piece of this story, because it
is. I agree. That's what I took the positive out of this book. And that's, like, the only part that I really liked.
I mean, and you got to the end of the story, and, like, the whole thing was, is, like, the whole time, right, like, Cass was talking to her and telling her about his perception of, like, when they met and they're getting to know each other.
Because there was a potential of her not remembering.
Exactly. Like, the whole time he wasn't sure that she would.
Which, of course, she'll remember.
Yeah. She wouldn't know. And you got to the end of the book, and I was like, ah, surely we're going to get to this, and she's going to remember.
Yeah, and then it was a cliffhanger.
But it ended, and you didn't know. But it's like, if she doesn't know,
I will be actually.
We only have one book left.
Yeah, there's no point in her not remembering.
If we spend this entire last book just her trying to being remember asleep, Cass and
being asleep.
And yeah.
And she doesn't remember. Yeah. I will. Then my opinion will change. It will actually change.
But I just feel for sure like she's going to wake up and remember Cass and remember Kieran and
yeah, it will just start of like.
Because them. There's a lot more that needs to happen, right?
That's why I was so disappointed. Because I was like, we ended in this bombshell mm-hmm. of the War of Two Queens mm-hmm. and the fucking ending of that book.
Yeah.
And like literally everything fucking blew up. And then we just like went to this. And well, I was like, what?
Not even to disregard the like cliffhanger that we were left on in A Light in the Flame, mm-hmm. the super, super prequel, because those characters are a major part of this book and this series. Yeah. It's not like that's a prequel.
They woke up, basically.
Yeah, in this it's book. Not like that's a prequel series that isn't relevant. Mm-hmm. It is actually overly relevant to yeah. this series. And so I think all of that is going to have to come to a head in the last book. And obviously we have the third book in the Flesh and Fire series coming out this next one. But it's just...
My worry is that this last book is going to be so chaotic. That's my personal worry, is like we didn't have that like bridge. Mm-hmm. From War to Queens, like either she could have done, my personal opinion, which again I'm not the author, so she can do whatever the fuck she wants, but she could have done the War to Queens, done a novella to kind of like bridge. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like that beginning part with Poppy kind of in that stasis, and then we kind of have a little bit of that Hawk, Kieran, Malik, and Millie POV, and yeah. then but it's like really only 200 pages.
Yeah.
And then we go into the fifth book where it picks right up, rather than it being like this whole 500 page fucking saga.
Yeah.
You know, like yeah. I just felt like I'm just worried this last book is just gonna be like give me anxiety the whole time.
I think it won't feel like that after we read the third book in the Flesh and Fire series.
Yeah, she does say that. She did say that. She's, you know, like, everything will make sense. And I'm like, okay, but then,
I
like,
believe
it should
her.
Be a part of... I don't know. It just makes
me... It's because this prequel is so intertwined
yeah.
with the series that we're reading.
Yeah,
and
it is.
To the point where it's almost like a part of it, right?
It is.
Like, it's
yeah.
not just a prequel.
It's like, which, you won't understand this series unless you read that.
And honestly, like, I find myself reading Poppy and Cass's story and kind of, like, trying to, like, force myself to separate it from Sarah and Nyctos's story, because they are very similar,
yeah.
you know? And I do think that we'll find some separation and we'll find some kind of satisfaction in that in the last stories of both of these series, because this Flesh and Fire is supposed to be only a trio, right? Like a...
Yes, the next book is yeah. the last. Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm like, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm still, like, fully invested to see how this, like, story
yeah.
ends. It's just, I was just disappointed. I was disappointed in this last book. I'm not gonna lie.
I think...
I just wanted more, and, like, I expected more, and I get the people who are like, well, you didn't read the synopsis, like, you should have known better,
yeah.
and, like, that's fair. I'm not going to disregard that.
I mean, the same as it's fair to say that the people who felt the
threesome?
Whole threesome
yeah,
wasn't
yeah.
going to come.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. I just, did I feel like it was necessary to continue the book series? No. I didn't. I didn't feel like it was necessary.
Yeah, I feel like someone could give you like a 30-second synopsis and you would be able to read that.
Yeah, like
yeah.
they found Poppy's dad.
Yeah.
They still haven't found Nectos' daughter, the dragon. Dragon Daddy's daughter, which we met with in the prequel book. And
yeah.
obviously she's pivotal to how this book will end, because we know that, because it's very hinted. And then...
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Poppy goes in Stasis. Stasis can't talk. She goes to sleep.
Yeah, stasis.
Thank you. That's what I'm trying to say. Hawk Castiel reminisces to make sure that she remembers when he wakes up.
And it's sweet. It's not sweet. It's cute.
Him and Kieran have some combos.
Yeah.
Then it goes back to the past.
Yeah.
And then his brother shows up with Millie. They have a little bit of an interaction. And then some crazy fucking demon creature comes in.
Revenant.
Revenants come in. Castiel changes into some weird cat thing. And then Poppy starts to wake up.
Yeah.
That's literally the story.
Yeah. I know. So that's why when my sister was rereading A War of Two Queens to prepare for this book, I was like, you don't have to, babes.
Not needed.
Like, it's, you're good. Yeah. But, again.
It is what it is.
Yeah. I'm still as excited for the next books as I was before. This did not deter from that. I'm very excited to see how this series and Flesh and Fire series kind of end, how they kind of, you know, finish themselves out, and how they honestly, like, kind of complete each other in a way, because they have to interact. I'm very excited for that. This did not take away from that. It's just felt like it wasn't 100% necessary.
Yeah, agreed. But I'm super excited for her other fantasy series, Storm and Fury, I think it's called. It's coming out in September. It's totally different series outside of From Blood and Ash, and it's still an adult fantasy. So I'm interested to see that new series and what she comes up with. It'll be interesting to see her come out of the From Blood and Ash series and see what else she does. So I'm excited about that too.
Yeah. So. Love it. Happy to check it out. I'm super excited to see where this series goes and finishes.
Yeah.
And
wasn't honestly, our favorite, but I'm still excited for more.
Nothing wrong with that. They can't all be our favorite.
Yeah. We're going to be honest.
Yeah.
If anything, this shows you that we're being fucking honest, because we love JLA. So.
All right. Any announcements before we head out?
Like, follow, review, always, for the love of God, give us 5 stars on wherever you're listening to, and make sure you share with your friends, DM us, I'm curious of what you thought of this book. Some people really fucking loved it.
Yeah.
Other people didn't. So I'm curious to see what you thought.
Also, some people hated The War of Two Queens, and we loved it.
Yeah, so. And we really liked it. So, like, I'm totally down for, like, the comments. I just don't like people who are like, we didn't see the fucking threesome coming. Like, then, okay, don't DM us, because I'm going to be like, then you how did you not
paying
know?
Attention.
Yeah, but anyways, back to the point. DM us if you like, and we always love chatting with you guys, and we appreciate you guys listening all the way through the episode.
Yes, thank you so much. We appreciate it. And we'll see you next episode for the kind of review of The Summer I Turned Pretty, season 3.
Yes, I'm super excited.
I know. I know. I'm stoked. We have refrained from watching it at all.
And it's been very hard because I'm so invested.
I know. So we'll see you next time.
Okay.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Ciao.